Lastly, I want to move on to Kshanti as spiritual receptivity. And some of you will be familiar with an incident from the White Lotus Sutra. That's a Mahayana Sutra. And in the White Lotus Sutra, the Buddha is sitting deep in meditation. And he's sitting in the midst of a gathering of tens of thousands of arahants and bodhisattvas. And he sits for a long, long time in meditation, deeply absorbed in meditation. And eventually, he opens his eyes and he announces that the ultimate truth of things is very difficult to understand. And his disciples ask him to communicate the ultimate truth to them. And he says that he will communicate a further teaching that goes beyond anything that they've already understood. And at that point, 5,000 arahants stand up and walk out saying, a higher truth, a further teaching, impossible. And they go. And this story, I think, illustrates the tendency in spiritual life to think that we've got nothing more to learn. And obviously, we're not going to say we've got nothing more to learn, but we may have the attitude that we already know it all, you know, that there's nothing fresh. It's all old hat. So we close down to new experiences. We close down to deeper understandings. And I think this gets more difficult. It gets more difficult to stay open the longer we've been practicing and also as we get older. So we need to consciously cultivate an attitude of spiritual openness and receptivity and not settle down. That's the big danger in spiritual life, settling down. So we need to even cultivate an attitude of beginner's mind, of freshness in relation to the Dharma. And I want to touch on some areas of Kshanti as spiritual receptivity, and then I'm going to close. So first of all, spiritual receptivity to Kalyanamitrita. And Kalyanamitrita is spiritual friendship. And this means staying open to the possibility that others might be more spiritually developed, might have more experience of the spiritual life than we do ourselves. And, you know, not just people who've been ordained for a long time. I mean, if you've been ordained for a long time, you need to be open to everybody. You know, someone might just walk through the door and they might have much, much more experience than one has oneself. But it means being prepared to learn from others and being sensitive to that possibility. When you enter into communication from other people, with other people, that they may have a bigger perspective, a more vivid and intense spiritual life than one does oneself. And then one can actually learn from them.